Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Web3 Compass. As you probably read in the title, this week's episode is about Toby Hoeneß. He's alleged to be the hacker of the DAO. If you have not listened yet to last week's episode, please do it before listening to this episode, because it is about the hack of the DAO, also known as Genesis DAO, from a technical perspective, and it is important to have this knowledge to understand everything I'm telling you today. And before I start, I also have to give Laura Shin credit, because she's the reporter who found all the information about the hack, and she also published a great book, Cryptopians, where you find more information about the hack and also about the Ethereum Foundation, which is linked in the show notes. But now let's dive right into the topic. So who is the hacker who received at the time 5% of all Ethereum? So there's strong evidence linking the hack to Toby Hoeneß. Toby Hoeneß is a programmer from Austria in his mid-30s, probably living in Asia and probably living in Singapore. And people in the German crypto scene know him as the co-founder and CEO of 10x. So 10x was a company in which also the most famous German-speaking crypto influencer and entrepreneur Dr. Julian Hoss was involved. And their business model was a crypto debit card. So a debit card where you have your crypto and you could pay with a debit card in the supermarket for your everyday life. And personally, I find this idea very intriguing because it makes cryptocurrencies really a cryptocurrency. Of course, with a third party involved, but I think the idea is quite interesting, right? And not only I found the idea interesting, a lot of other people also did, because 10x raised $80 million during the ICO boom in 2017. And the market cap of the tokens was at the highest point over $500 million. And today, at least according to CoinMarketCap, it is below $5 million. And their debit cards were provided by Wirecard. And after the scandal, Wirecard was in Singapore, where 10x was located, prohibited to process payments. This explains why the token dropped so drastically. But this is not only the only reason. There were also like a lot of internal issues and power fights, and it is basically worth our own podcast episode. And these power fights were also between Julian and Toby, which is why Julian left the company or why he was forced out. And all this is important because Julian burdens Toby further. But now let's go back to the hack. So Toby is very technical and he is very smart, and this is also something Julian confirms. And in 2016, he raised concerns about technical vulnerabilities of the DAO. And not only he raised concerns, a lot of other, or not a lot, but other people did too, but they were not taken seriously. And now, as I told you before, the DAO was drained. So it was drained to a child DAO due to a recursive call vulnerability. And then the money had to be transferred out, right? So it had to be transferred out to some kind of crypto exchange or something. And the great thing with blockchains, right, is that you can follow the money. It is not like where you have physical money and it is very hard to follow the traces, but everything is stored on the blockchain, right? But there's something called crypto mixers. And crypto mixers are there to cover up traces, and they are often used by criminals. Maybe they are also used for or by very privacy focused people. And of course, there are probably always some activists also using these resources to finance their life. And there were also like there are good stories about these mixers, but they are often connected also to the darknet. And it's hard when you use a mixer to follow the traces because, as I told you, they are there to cover them up. And Laura Shin, together with Chainalysis, was able to demix Wasabi transactions. And Wasabi is one of the crypto mixers. And they found out that the funds were swapped into the privacy coin Grin and withdrawn to a Grin node called grin.toby.ai. And the IP address for the Grin node also hosted Bitcoin Lightning nodes also with the name toby.ai involved. And now you have to know Toby Hoeneß used toby.ai on all his platforms and socials. And during the time of the DAO hack, Julian Hosp also asked Toby how it happened and what happened exactly. And Julian says that Toby could tell him more information than anybody else, and then he could read on the internet. So also some very intriguing informations. But now let's look at some further evidence. So also Toby told Julian in May 2016, so it was before the hack to short Ethereum after the DAO crowdfunding period ended. So I think this is also very dubious. And also during this time, Toby Hoeneß raised security concerns in the DAO Slack channel and even wrote mails to Slock.it, which, as you know from last episode, was more or less the operator or the founder of the DAO. So he knew what was going on, and very, very strong evidence that he is behind the hack of the DAO. Julian Hosp further says that Toby Hoeneß is obsessed with privacy coins like Grin, the one I was talking before, right, the Grin node, and he also wanted to build a Bitcoin Monero atomic swap. So Toby Hoeneß denies all of these allegations, and he doesn't want to comment this any further. All I can see is strong evidence that he is behind the hack of the DAO, and if somebody knows him from the community or if he listens to this episode, I want to invite him for an interview. So this is an official invitation to Toby Hoeneß to hear his side of the story. I couldn't find him on Mastodon, where he moved after I think he deleted his Twitter account. But I always want to give somebody the chance to defend himself. But I think there's strong evidence from Laura Shin provided, and very interesting story. So when I first read about all this, all these allegations, I thought, wow, it's like somebody from Austria and also so connected in the crypto space. He should be the hacker of the DAO, a hack which basically changed Ethereum forever. I was mind blown. So let me hear your thoughts on the Discord channel. I also put a link in the show notes, and you can also really help me by recommending this podcast to some of your friends. And if you already have done this, I also need some, let's say, some recommendations or some good stars on Apple Podcasts. And I need your help to grow this podcast any further. And I wish you a nice day, and see you on next week's episode.